Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
We are going to be hosting the first UB Black MS Summit, The Keys to Living Your Best with MS. And this is tomorrow at UB's Jacobs School of Medicine and Biomedical Sciences. That's located at 955 Main Street with an entrance on High Street. Why are we doing this? Well, a couple of reasons. First, with respect to everyone living with MS, there has been a plethora of very significant research data which documents the effectiveness of certain types of nutrition and anti-inflammatory diet, as well as regular exercise, in promoting brain health. And these are some results that are not just described by patients, patient-reported outcome measures. These are things that we see clinically and on MRI. So we have, over the last couple of years, been trying to educate patients. We have held a couple of programs that bring them this information so that they can be engaged in their own disease self-management. When it comes to African Americans, which, by the way, have the highest incidence of multiple sclerosis, we have been engaged in a health equity program for the last couple of years. And what we're seeking to do is to dispel the myths that are out there that African Americans do not get MS. When physicians have been trained in medical school, they are trained that MS is a disease that's most closely associated or found in individuals of Northern European descent. And unfortunately, Tom, we have a number of stories. I've spoken with a number of MS patients that have diseases that have progressed to the state that they are in wheelchairs. And they tell me, Penny, you know, I had these symptoms of burning, difficulty walking, balance issues. I was referred from doctor to doctor. I was questioned over and over if I was using drugs. And one woman looked at me a couple of years ago and pointed her finger and asked, if I were white, would they have done it? And unfortunately, Tom, I had to say, probably not. Now, MS is not always the easiest disease to diagnose. We say it's like a snowflake. No two patients present the same way. But there's unfortunately a lot of stories in which patients who are Black have presented with symptoms that should have signaled, oh, this person should get referred to a neurologist. But instead, they've had very delayed diagnoses. So we have been working the last year and a half on an MS Health Equity Program. We've been holding education programs with physicians in the community, particularly the East Side. We have been working with the Community Health Center of Buffalo, that is a federally qualified health plan, phenomenal place. And now we are working to provide patient education. So this is going to be a program that is going to first have a presentation on the health disparities. I mean, the disease is more aggressive, more significant when we finally do see an African-American with MS. We're going to talk about what those differences are, and then we're going to get into what can patients do to best control their disease. So it's a whole, it's going to be an aura of empowerment. So we're not trying to scare patients off. We're trying to give patients the knowledge where they can feel like they're in control. It will be very uplifting. It's going to be a UB community program. We, in fact, work with the Buffalo for Center for Health Equity. And the CEO is Pastor George Nicholas. He's very, very inspirational. He's going to lead off and open the at the meeting beginning We're going to have the UB Associate Dean, Dr. Fred Archer. He's going to give a statement about the UB's support for health equity and everything that we're doing. Then we'll get into presentations by the PhD and Doctor of Physical Therapy that we refer to from Bennett Rehab, co-owner Dr. Lacey Bromley. We'll have a presentation by the registered dietitian that we refer to, who has written the MS cookbook. And I bought copies of this book. It's like a $19 book, and I'm giving it to everyone who registers for the program. We're going to also take up another issue. We have a neurodiversity fellow, Dr. Chinasom Ebegbu, who is at Roswell Park. He's a neuro-oncologist and a general neurologist. He has been serving in a one-year fellowship with us on neurodiversity to address the challenges that we have with diversity in clinical research. So he's been doing a project. He's going to be sharing why this is so important. Unfortunately, Tom, there's a lot of pharmaceutical drugs that have been approved with extensive clinical research, but it's not in blacks. And there are certain genetic differences. There have been documentation of differences for therapy. So we also want to reach out to the community and underscore the importance of participating in clinical trials, but to help address some very understandable concerns and skepticism that some people have about participating based on abuses that were done in the past. So we're going to, you know, hit this head on, talk about the importance, address people's concerns. There's a couple of studies. In fact, I just walked out of one of our research meetings, and we have a study right now that we're doing. We're enrolling African-American patients with MS, and we're engaging in MRI studies, very sophisticated MRI, portable MRI. We're trying to get a very good sense of what baseline looks like. It's all part of precision medicine, Tom, having optimum therapy for each patient. So we've got a lot of great things going on. We're getting excellent reception for this. I would just ask that people register rather than show up so I know that I have enough food. And by the way, the other thing that we did for this program is we assembled a community advisory committee. I'll tell you, I have lived with MS for many years. I was fortunate that I was diagnosed by a Harvard-trained neurologist in the Washington, D.C. area who gave me great advice. But I did not live the Black experience that our patients have described. So in setting up this program, I wanted to have individuals that are much better informed about what we need. And they have played a very big role in developing the agenda, and just in terms of developing the food. I mean, there's free lunch and breaks. I usually use the UB Caterer Three Pillars. They said no. Black-owned businesses. So they have introduced me to Sunshine Vegan Eats that has phenomenal healthy food. We have Go Veggies with Ginga from Sri Lanka. We have the best coffee, all Black-owned business. So it's going to be a great program. It's going to be very uplifting, and we're just letting everyone know in the community. So it's beyond just our practice.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.